The DivaCast, 15 November 2007. Hey everyone, the following conversation is between Suzanne, that would be me, and Carolyn Ellis. I met this woman at the Podcast Expo 2007 in California, and she is a very cool chick, very, very well spoken. She is the author of a book entitled The 7 Pitfalls of Single Parenting, What to Avoid to Help Your Children Thrive After Divorce. Oh my gosh, and with so many people getting divorced these days, this is a great resource. Her podcast, by the way, is www.divorce101show.com. Hey, check it out. Hope you enjoy the conversation. Here we go. We are talking today with Carolyn from Divorce 101.
That's right.
Yeah, Carolyn, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and about your show?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, my name's Carolyn Ellis, and I started the Divorce 101 show recently because my belief is that there's a lot of people out there who are going through divorce, and it's a struggle, and it feels like they're just barely able to survive that experience, and I want to help get information out to people about how you can thrive after divorce, because I've been through that situation myself. Yeah. I got divorced about 6 years ago. I've mm-hmm. got three children, and I have to say that my divorce was actually one of the greatest gifts of my life.
Because wow, that's a big statement.
It is a big statement. Yeah, and I strongly believe it, because my journey through my divorce just showed me who I am and what I'm capable of in a way that I don't think I ever would have got before. So when I say that it was the biggest gift of my life, it has nothing to do with, you know, the person I left behind when I decided to end the marriage. It really has to do with the woman I've become as a result of that whole experience. And I'm loving my life. I'm creating things. My relationship with my kids is way beyond what I ever thought was possible with them. So there, I think that there are strategies and tips and resources that, you know, you can go through this journey in a way that will save your sanity, you know, get you your confidence back, get your feet on the ground, and make you a happier person. So,
wow, that's very inspiring, because I know there are so many people out there that do go through divorce, mm-hmm. and the first thing they have, of course, is despair and depression, and oh my God, what do I do now?
Yeah,
that feeling of just like you're drowning.
Yeah, and it's probably about the most, you know, the largest personal public failure that I think people experience. I know that was my. It was like, wow, I've had such success in other areas of my life, and yet the thing that was most important to me, I bombed out on.
Wow.
So how did I do that? And, you know, what was it about me that created this failure?
Yes.
So I did a lot, especially in those initial weeks, a lot of, you know, blaming and like really looking at myself like, wow, how did I muck this up so badly?
Yes, yes, yes.
Especially, you know, with three young children, I was really feeling very raw and tender about it. And I think that's very common for people. Mm-hmm. You know, even the people who decide that they're the ones who are going to leave the relationship. So whether you're
it's
the dumpy or the dumper, it's still painful.
Dumpy or dumper.
Yeah, you have this moment where, you know, you're not living that happily ever after dream that you thought you signed up for.
Right, and I think that's such an important point, because I think especially as women, we go into marriage believing in happy and forever after.
Oh, absolutely.
And when it doesn't pan out that way, as you said, you can be successful in every other venue in your life.
Yeah.
But your marriage, which is one of the most crucial, important parts of you.
Right.
When that bombs, that's just huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So does that mean that everything else that you've done is about to bomb too?
Yeah.
Or like you're really just a fraud? Or like what's that all about? So it raises a lot of, divorce is something that had me, and I think it has a lot of people, re-examine every assumption that you've ever made about yourself. About the kind of relationships you have, about the kind of person you are, about your ability to create a future that you want. So it's like you kind of rip yourself open from the inside out, and you look at all of those fundamentals in a whole new way. And it's what I want to support people in doing is figuring out, okay, if you've had all those pieces blown apart from the inside, mm-hmm. How do you want to put them back together again?
How do you reintegrate all of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you glue yourself back together?
Yeah.
And I noticed too today when I walked by your, what do I call it? Your podium.
My booth at the podcast expo.
Yes, that you have a new book out.
Yes, I do.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, I am very excited. Congratulations.
Thank you. Tell us about that.
Well, it is called The 7 Pitfalls of Single Parenting, mm-hmm. What to Avoid to Help Your Children Thrive After Divorce. And it's just come out, and I am very proud of it. My parents are very proud of it. And the reason I wrote this book is that we have, I mean, when I went through this, my children were very young. They were about 1, 3, and 6 at the time.
Very young.
So they were quite young, and I'm a big reader, so I like to do a lot of research. I like to ask people questions.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, how do I go through a divorce and be a great parent all at the same time? And my frustration was that there was a ton of information out there, but there was nothing that was really like practical, day-to-day, like what do I do right now? Because I don't mm-hmm. have time to sort through mm-hmm. all of this stuff.
Oh, so you need something like right now.
I've written this book really to be like a roadmap for people who are in that situation where you're being a parent, you're going through a divorce, and like the divorce decision's been made, but how do you do the best by your kids?
Yeah.
So what I talk about in the book are how to set a foundation on what I call the Thrive Principles. So these are 6, you know, universal principles like trust, honesty, responsibility, integrity, vision, and expression.
Okay.
Using those really as a compass to ground you. So help you to guide your day-to-day decisions. And so with that as a foundation, I then talk about what are the 7 biggest mistakes that single parents tend to make.
Tell me what would be an example of one biggest mistake?
Well, one big mistake is you parent from a perspective of guilt. So parenting from guilt. So your kids act out, oh, it's because I've screwed them up because, you know, mommy and daddy aren't married anymore. And so everything you
So I have
at,
to live, give little Johnny...
Yeah, so you got to give away the candy store to your kids. You got to give them everything they want because you're trying to always compensate for that feeling of guilt. And you know what? Sometimes there are times where kids need boundaries. They need to have discipline, and
yes.
that is a comfort and it's a security for them. So you got to step out of that parenting from guilt. Another one, one of the pitfalls that I call going for the martyr medal. It's when you are just so selfless and you're giving it all away. And you're not
that
taking any care for yourself.
That is huge for women.
Absolutely.
That is huge
we're
for us.
We're masters of that. We'll take care of everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll get to us sometime later on down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't really do anybody any favors, particularly our children. So like I say in the book, you know, it's not like your kids are going to come up to you in 20 years' time and say, thank you so much for all of those sacrifices.
For being a martyr.
We knew it.
Yeah.
You know, because they can feel it off of you. They don't have
right.
to even say anything.
Well, and I also think, what does that do to the child to think, my mother martyred herself for me
right.
and became a victim and kind of a beating... what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, sort of, you know, let themselves be like a whipping post or something
yes,
for everybody else's
of.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the guilt that induces on the child to think, oh, but I, you know what, I didn't, as the child, I didn't ask for my mother to do that.
No.
And now she's...
And what's the message? The message is, if you are being the martyr, it's like, you're not willing to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to be constantly looking for other people to fulfill your needs and to take care of you. And you're very vulnerable in that position. So that's kind of like the message that you're... Because, you know, kids will do what you do and not what you say. So they're going to model that. So you're going to teach your kids to go out, not take care of themselves, put themselves last on the priority list, and hunt around their lifetime for people who can make them feel happy and whole. Is that what we want as parents? I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really about how do you take care of yourself. And, selfishness is a good thing. You need to take care of yourself, and I don't think that there's anything wrong about that. And it's certainly a great message to teach your kids. You know what? You're not feeling good. You can check in with yourself. See, I'm feeling sad. So what would I need to make myself, you know, help take care of that sadness?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need a little hug. Maybe you need a little quiet time. Maybe you need to go do something fun with a friend. But just to really have that become part of the habit that you develop and your children can develop as well.
I think that's such a healthy perspective and such a healthy message that women listening to this, and men, and men, by the way, because men can also be just as guilty as being the martyr medal, going for that martyr medal, and staying in really dysfunctional and toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. And again, what does that teach our children? So I think this is very powerful.
Yeah,
what you're doing.
Thank
and you,
you
know, Carolyn, tell people about your education, because you have a pretty impressive credentialing behind you.
So thank you.
So I think that's it's not an absolute component, but it's a very impressive one, and I think it's important to share that.
Well, I'd be happy to. I mean, my academic background is I have a master's in public policy from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University.
You go, girl.
Yeah, head to that Ivy League. Why not?
Yes.
And it was a fabulous program. And basically, after I left Harvard, I did a stint working in Wall Street for a little bit, and then I moved back up to Canada, which is where I'm from originally.
Yes,
and
Toronto.
In Toronto. Yes. Okay. Toronto, Ontario. And I worked in a number of different positions as a policy advisor for the provincial government. And then I started to have children. I took a bit of maternity leave. We have, you know, much nicer maternity leave policies.
Yes, very
in Canada.
Generous. Yes.
And then when I went back into the workforce, I actually got into fundraising, which I grew into that through my volunteer work.
Okay.
And so I was the director of development for two major independent schools in Canada. And when my marriage started to fall apart, I discovered, hey, I think I need a little retraining because my Harvard education is not helping me with any of this issue. So I got myself some great teachers and started to train, and I'm actually the first Canadian to be certified as a spiritual divorce coach.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what that means.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. Well, a really important mentor for me is a woman named Debbie Ford.
Yes.
And she's written a number of fabulous books, and the one that really impacted me was her book called Spiritual Divorce, Divorce as a Catalyst for an Extraordinary Life. And when I read that book, I completely inhaled it. I happened to, of course, stumble across it the very week I decided after 2 years of trying to put my marriage together that I was going to go home and tell my husband that I was done and that we needed to call our lawyers and, you know, move this divorce forward. And so her book just really spoke to me about how I could use this in a more positive way. It was something I had wanted to do right from the very beginning, but I didn't really have the language to express it as well as I saw that in her book. So that's why that book really struck me so hard. And, of course, the way things work, 6 weeks later, I'm getting ready to go to work, and I had this message in my gut to go and look at her book jacket cover and visit her website. So I ignored it because I thought, well, that's nice, but I have to get ready and go downtown and get my suit on and go to work. And I felt that message again. So I listened to it this time because life had been a little interesting in the last couple of years. And when I went into work and I plugged in her website, she was in Toronto that night doing a talk at the Learning Annex on that very book. So,
wow.
Needless to say, it was like one of those do-do-do-do moments.
It's synchronicity working.
Yeah,
yes.
And I even had free parking. There was a downtown
God
Holiday
knows that's
hotel,
important.
Broken meter and an empty parking spot right in front of the front door. So I figured that was a really good arrangement.
Well, you were meant to be there.
I was meant to be there. Yeah, so that was in... So then in 2002, I started training with her to become an integrative coach, and I basically have done every training program that she's offered ever since. In the last couple of years, I've also been a staff coach part-time with her coaching institute, helping to train other coaches to be integrative coaches. So
that is wonderful.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing.
Wow. What is the biggest message that you would want to get out to our listeners right now? If a woman or a man is going through a divorce, what do you want to say to them?
Gosh, there's so many things I'd like to say, but I think probably the most important thing is to have somebody in that experience to take a deep breath and start to ask yourself better questions.
Okay.
You know, rather than the why me, how could somebody do this to me, and really looking out there to try to figure this out in your brain, to ask the question about, wow, how did I come to create this? What can I learn? What could I become as a result of this experience? So really going more inside yourself and seeing what can you extract from this experience, because there are huge gifts in it if you're willing to ask that question.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm going to play a little bit of a devil's advocate.
Okay, great.
Can you do that
if you still haven't completely gone through the process, the legal process of divorce, is that possible to be that introspective, or is
I think you need to do that, you know, before you even go through the legal process
okay.
of divorce, because I think if people put a lot of their eggs in the basket of the legal process, they're going to be really sorely disappointed and a lot more pain.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, lawyers, you know, they know what they're doing, but they are not going to have to, you know, be in a relationship, a co-parenting relationship with that person that you're
yes.
divorcing for the next 20 years.
So you're saying that's an important piece, even before you ever get to a lawyer's
yeah,
office, is to ask yourself, what is my role in
yes,
this?
Yeah, I think you need to hop into the driver's seat. Don't let your lawyer be there.
I see.
And so some of those questions, those introspective questions, they may be hard to get an answer to, but at least you need to start asking them.
I see.
And
to open the door.
Yeah, because your lawyers are not going to be able to give you those kind of answers. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're important that you at least start to look and start to open your perspective to seeing how could I turn this into a positive? And it's very possible to do that. It just depends on the quality of questions that you ask. And I think the other thing I would say to people is, be gentle, be tender with yourself, because even if it's your choice to leave the relationship, there's a whole reconfiguration of yourself that's going to be going on, and that takes a bit of time and it takes a lot of patience. So, you know, there's no time limit for that process to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And some people get through it a little bit quicker than others, but I think if you just realize you're going to need a little bit of extra care, you might need to delegate some things, want to surround yourself with really positive people who support you and love you no matter what
yes.
shape you're in that particular day, that's going to be really important too for your process.
So you're saying really then the two big things are mm-hmm. is to be somewhat introspective
yeah.
and to ask yourself, how did I participate in this perhaps?
Yeah, what could I learn?
Yes,
yeah.
And you don't have to have the answer then, but
right.
it's good to just ask the question.
Right.
Yes, and then number two was to be very gentle with yourself.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
It's a yeah. very tumultuous time.
Right.
And so self-care yeah. is critical.
Yes, and if you don't take the time to ask those kind of questions and to take care of yourself, you know, the bad news is you're gonna do this again. It'll be a different mm-hmm. person, different, you know, color, hair, and eyes. But you know, those same issues will show up until you get your own work done first.
You know, that's so important. What you just said is to
yeah.
get your own work done.
Right.
And I think at any time we go through a life situation, it mm-hmm. catapults you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a springboard
mm-hmm.
for then doing our own inner work. And when we don't do that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the universe kind of has a way of tapping on our shoulder
that's
and
right.
saying, "Yeah, here
Surprise.
We are."
Surprise. Does this feel familiar?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
you
feel
didn't get
familiar.
The first three times, so we're going to do it again.
So we're going to give this test to you
yeah.
again and see how you pass this exam.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 Wow, Carolyn. Well, tell people how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, great. Well, people can get in contact with me by visiting my site, which is, my main site is thriveafterdivorce.com.
Thriveafterdivorce.com. Okay, that's great.
Thriveafterdivorce.com. And my podcast, they can listen to that too at thedivorce101show.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, thank you. You know, by the way, to our listeners, I have just met Carolyn today.
Yes.
I kind of picked her up at the expo.
I love it. She's got a great pickup line.
Oh, yeah. And you are lovely. Your energy is lovely. You have a wonderful countenance about you. And I felt as soon as I walked by, you were interviewing. You were already doing another interview. I walked by you, and I was very drawn to your material. But then I looked at you, and I was very drawn to you. And I thought, wow, this woman really has something very special. Quality mm-hmm. about you, and I don't even know really how to name that, but I feel it. It's an intuitive hit that I'm getting.
Wow.
And so I was just drawn to you, and I thought, wow, there's some reason again that I'm supposed to know you and interact. I said, hey, let's do this interview. So this is just great. So thank you.
Well, I thank you, and I have to say, Suzanne, I mean, when I met you, I just felt your energy, your commitment, your passion was just so attractive to me, and I feel like I met a kindred spirit, so I feel really honored to meet you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Me too. So for our listeners, please go check out Carolyn's podcast. I think you'll all be very impressed with her work and her material, and I think it's such a needed forum out there for people going through the process that don't know where to turn.
Yeah.
So what a service you're giving, Carolyn, and thank you so much.
Thanks. It's been my pleasure.
Okay. Right. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Without question.
Thanks for listening to The DivaCast. Hey, you know what? We love your feedback. Please call us at diva@thedivacast.com. 678-884-0524 and leave us a voicemail. We will play your message. So, and of course, the divas always have something to say about the feedback that we get, which is always kind of really fun and good for laughs. By the way, if you want more of Carolyn Ellis, and as well you should, please go to her main website at www.thriveafterdivorce.com, and that's all run together. thriveafterdivorce.com. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a great day. Bye for now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.